Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Altman steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock hits a pop-up into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tap hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagan moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Haller hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up Pagan. 2 outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hiller bunts in front of the plate. Tap fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Alou reaches second base with a double. Cepeda goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. LTAP batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. TAP is 0 for 1 in the game. TAP hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hiller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from TAP and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick bunts in front of the plate. TAP fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to second. Chuck Hiller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCormick moves to third. Keene moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene who is chasing the ball. Rogers reaches third base with a triple. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Rogers scores. Ellsworth goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Haller and he is out, Hiller applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rogers. Alou moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Dell moves to third. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haller strikes out. There goes Pagan. The throw from Tapp to Rogers, and Pagan is out. 2 outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will pinch hits for L. Tapp. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rogers is walked intentionally. Will moves to second. Don Landrum pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Brock scores. Will moves to third. Rogers moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.